back to Chip Chip Hooray, an amazing podcast. This is episode 3 of our chip eating adventures. So, I think today Sydney has some chips for us. Do you want to go get those so we can get going? Because I'm hungry. I need lunch.
As am I.
Instead of eating chips. So, I need to eat a lot of chips.
Alright.
Yeah, let's just all twiddle our thumbs. Play elevator music. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, rolled tortilla chips, but they're chili and lime flavored. Oh, so Trader Joe's rolled corn tortilla chips, chili and lime flavored.
If you
Trader Joe's, not sponsored, but if we were sponsored, it would be an all Trader Joe's
episode.
All right,
let's do it.
All right. Okay. Not to crinkle so loudly, but.
Oh,
okay.
That's fine.
Well, okay, so here's okay, great.
All right, I'm gonna smell it.
What
smells crazy.
I just already forgot. Chili and lime. So
chili,
like,
that doesn't sound like it goes very well.
Oh no.
It doesn't smell that
instant. No, like it smells so horrible. Ugh, I don't want that.
Oh, it smells pretty good.
I wanna step.
All right, everyone, take a rolled corn tortilla.
I was hoping to have like a lot.
Hold it in.
Ones I wanted to like have like a meal, but like this looks like.
It really is. I thought it was like a taquito.
They're very nice.
It looks like a taquito.
Yeah.
I wish it was a taquito.
Okay, everybody.
Ready?
Wait. Are we popping in the whole thing in one bite?
I'm taking a bite.
Ready?
3, 2, 1, go.
Go.
Whoa.
Mm.
Whoa.
Mm. It's so weird.
They're very crispy. Whoa.
Oh.
My lips are almost burning.
I like those a lot.
It's like very, very spicy. Like,
It says hot chili and lime flavored seasonings. So that's.
It's already died down for me.
Yeah,
like,
it has.
Oh my gosh.
Let me see if there's something.
On the front, it has a picture of a jalapeno and like a lime and like a lemon. Like right there, and like faint little.
Well, like, it's not a lime and a lemon, it's just a lime.
A lime that is cut in half. And it looks like a lemon, but it's just still alive. That was very spicy.
Wow. I like those a lot.
I've got like the tingle
like
in the back of my throat. I did not
like
those.
Another one.
Also, this is a very small bag.
The second I touched my tongue to it, my face almost exploded.
Like, this
like I was like,
the ingredient
no.
list for what hot chili and lime seasoning is completely long. Salt, yeast, blah, blah, blah. Citric acid, lime juice, concentrate, onion powder, vegetable juice for coloring, paprika, turmeric.
Ew.
I just had another one. It's so spicy.
Lime. I don't know where
the real... I did not even swallow it.
Where's the real spice?
Like, I just like, spit it right out.
You spit it out?
I did not even swallow it. Like, maybe I saw the tiny crumb.
Okay,
but
yeah,
it was
wait,
not
but there's
very
not
good.
Actually...
Chili?
There's no chili,
lime.
Pepper. There's lime, but I think this...
Was like... Paprika,
it says citric acid. Is that where all the kick is coming from?
Maybe.
But also, if we backtrack for a second, we never did say our name. So, I am Silas. This is
Sydney.
And then we have
Curtis
and
Becky.
Okay, there we go. I took a minute for everyone.
I don't
understand. Remember their names.
I don't understand what is making these spicy.
I think it's like people couldn't remember their names because this is like addling with their brain. Like, my throat and my head hurts now. Like,
it's like fizzling because it's melting our brains.
They are they are so good. I'm giving these.
Sydney,
can you introduce us again? What's our rating system
here? My tongue.
Why'd you eat more? All right.
What's our rating system on
chips? A rating scale is like a half star kind of is like a crumb.
No, I thought it was like bags.
The amount that I swallowed, and then a full star is a bag.
Okay.
A bag and a crumb, okay.
So this...
So out of five...
I will give it a bag. Because it was nice and crunchy, and I liked that it was rolled, but I hated it.
The flavor was not good.
I would give it two bags.
If it was just like a tortilla that was rolled, I would like that.
I would give two bags because I'm going to give them like credit for like... It was very nice to like very lot of powder, like... Really
that's
nice.
True.
Yes,
coated.
That was good.
Like, it was, you couldn't even see the tortilla. It was so thick. It was like that one Dorito you get get at the end of the bag, it's like
really
where powder. All the powder falls down to that one chip.
Best chip. Yeah.
And they're like very nice and crunchy. I like the shape, but like it's really spicy.
You know what's funny is it's a small bag. It's almost like they made tons of bags of these, and then like the couple in each bag that were really coated and good, they then took out and put in one small bag.
Like also, I was like, why is it such a small bag? Now I know. It is so spicy. You can only eat,
okay,
like, two.
Listen to the description of the bag.
Oh, so spicy.
Generously dusted with hot chili and lime flavored seasoning. Flavored seasoning.
So
I'm not
spicy.
Even sure what that is. And then it says, sure, they're spicy, but we didn't get too silly with the chili. We use just enough to create a flavor that keeps you coming back to the bag.
No, it didn't
really.
Keep me coming back to the bag. It kept me away from it.
How spicy? Sure, they're spicy.
Is it like
sure
the little thing? Because they have that like in the salsas, Trader Joe's,
okay.
Where there's like
there's
a mild
no, like, little pepper to tell you like.
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Like a salsa.
Or
it's
like
a hot.
It should be
mild.
Like a salsa.
It's very,
rating.
Very.
It would be nice if we had that. Okay, Becky, what do you think the rating
my.
Is?
I like.
Did everyone
I
else read it?
The shape is interesting. And it's
the mold is nice.
And yeah. The powder.
It's very coated. It is way too. I couldn't sit here and eat these. Like
no.
This is not something you can open a bag of chips and eat a lot of.
You can eat three.
You can eat three.
Okay.
So.
Four.
They're not. I don't know. What's the chip version of crushable and. For beer, crushable.
I don't know. They're not poundable.
Poundable.
Like pound a bag full.
I don't know. They're not. I guess. They're not horrible, like
oh.
Those weird pizza Pringles.
Those were good.
Those were fine. They weren't spicy.
I guess a two.
Two
and a half.
Alright, I'm gonna be the lone.
Still eating.
Please
them.
Don't. Please don't.
A big
I'm gonna
factor,
be the.
A big
I'm,
factor of chips is like that you can eat. You like to eat lots of chips. This is like you can't.
Okay,
eat
maybe a three. What does it go up to? Five.
Five.
I'm saying. I'm
see, I wonder whether that's a benefit that you don't want to eat a ton. So you have like
it's
a few
diet.
And you have a nice flavor.
It's a diet.
And
yeah,
then you
diet
stop.
Chip.
But here's the thing. This is a four bags and a crumb for me.
Oh
no!
These are nearly perfect. If they were slightly less spicy.
Grown-ups.
Then they would be perfect, and I would eat. I would like
they
want
have
to
a
eat
very
them all
good
the time.
Crunch.
So
they
I'm
were
only
a
knocking
lot
down.
Less
I'm only knocking it down a half, just because of how spicy they are. But they are so good. I could just eat like these constantly.
What?
I
would change
you
my score because I just keep eating them. They're at least a three now.
Yeah.
I like the crunch.
You said there were like two.
I might bump. Yeah.
The more you eat, the less fire you feel.
Really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like
so
my
the,
opinion,
you don't like spicy stuff.
No.
So no way
if it
I
has
get
a little bit of spice, I like it, but I don't.
I might bump up to 2.5, middle of the road.
You know what?
Two
I just
half,
noticed
two
something.
Two bags and a crumb.
Because most bags or anything really.
Yeah, maybe 3.5. They're
right?
Good.
Right? See? They are
okay.
Good. They are good.
The more you
okay.
Eat, the better it gets.
Yeah, 2.5.
I noticed.
For me. Let's just do a rating recap real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Rating
anyway,
recap.
I have a bag.
But she's,
okay.
Wait, she was trying to say something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so. And we'll do a recap.
Yeah. Okay, so usually things are like. Serving suggestion and large to show the check here. It's
yeah.
Actually shrunk.
What? What do you mean?
If you hold one up,
oh, to
it's
the,
like
oh.
Five times smaller.
Yeah,
right, that's
it's enlarged to show texture. It's like decreased to show how it makes you think that it's make you think that it's good.
Yeah.
But then you eat it
that's
and then you
funny.
Realize
oh,
that it's not.
Okay, let's do so everybody do the ratings again. We'll go
okay.
Around in a circle.
I gave a bag.
One
I
bag.
Gave two bags and a crumb.
Okay, and I get four bags and a crumb.
Okay, I started at two, and I've been eating them constantly, and now I think it's a four.
Yes! Nice.
No!
Just don't stop chewing.
I'm being abandoned!
I'll try it.
Let's
I want
to
wait.
Yes.
Maybe they're not the diet chips. Maybe because you have to keep eating them, they're the sometimes food chips.
Maybe
oh,
they're
man.
The chips that you have to diet from.
Yes.
There
oh, man, I can't stop eating them now.
All right, let's hear something.
Okay.
Wow, you're right.
All you can hear in our microphone is probably the
crunch. Yeah, we put right. The chips right next to the microphone.
Do we have another
okay.
Bag, Sydney?
Okay, I like them. Oh,
okay,
man.
I'm going to go get the other bag.
I'm going to have a little drink to clean.
Go to our chip dungeon.
Oh, my gosh.
That makes us a little bit scared.
Yeah.
All right, so...
It doesn't have to be dungeon.
It's good until you stop eating them.
Wait, everybody has to have a little sip to clear.
Oh,
I
clear
already
palate.
Did.
I did. Yeah, one
all
right,
so.
Taking a break.
Okay, what's up next?
Okay, so these ones I was... I know, I'm right here. Okay, so these ones I was excited about because they're not going to be spicy. But they might be very weird. Okay, so I'm going to try to read everything that is on the front. So it's Trader Joe's
rich cut potato chips seasoned with horseradish and chives. And look at the back. It has like a whole paragraph of writing on the back, like a description.
They're special, just came out, limited time thing from Trader Joe's.
Okay, wait, I'm going
to
read
Trader Joe's, shout out to whoever the guy was working at Trader Joe's that helped us. Because they were all gone.
Oh, the worker.
We went and asked. Yeah. They were all gone. And he was like, you know, the truck just came in. Let me go see. And he went in back and came out with his hand truck and a couple boxes. And we literally pulled the first bag out of the box.
Woohoo! Okay, so crack it. Open it.
Okay. Awesome. First bag from a truck. This is kind of hard. We might need. Alright,
I'm gonna get some scissors.
Wait, I just
want to
get
scissors.
Okay. Let's get some scissors.
Oh my gosh, I think I just rubbed.
So don't shred the box.
I think I got chili pepper up my nose.
Oh no.
don't touch your face.
My nose is running.
After eating those.
Oh, they smell good.
Okay, everybody grab one.
They smell like sour cream and onion.
My tongue is still
tingling.
My tongue is still burning.
My brain is still tingling.
Those chips with the jalapeno or whatever they're called.
Chili and
chives. They're good if eaten fast, but like once you stop, then it's like.
It is definitely still.
So we're doing onions. Okay, so what is it against any horseradish?
Horseradish and chives.
And chives.
I touched my tongue to it.
Okay,
ready? Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, that's weird.
Whoa. That's a lot of horseradish.
Oh, no. No,
this is gross.
I'm putting it back.
No.
This is not just spicy. I think it actually just does taste gross. So, I'm giving this like a 1.
That quick, you're already.
What about the texture?
Put it in my mouth and I was like something like nauseating.
My tongue is like still so spicy. I can almost not tell how spicy the horseradish is.
I'll taste it again, but like.
Pop another whole one in. Just like pop it in.
No.
Chew it.
I refuse.
No.
I literally threw it away.
There's something weird. There's
very horseradishy.
No.
Very.
It's kind of sad because I was excited, but now I'm not.
Oh, I like these.
I like everything.
These. Okay. They're not spicy like the other ones.
It actually smells really good, but it's like I touched it to my tongue and I thought something isn't right.
And then I
put it in my mouth. I was like, oh, this is good. Like the first bit that like you taste, it's like, oh, this is okay. And then like it seeps into your taste buds, and then you realize that this is not very wonderful.
I would prefer the spicy ones over this, just because.
I think I would too.
Just because these are actually like, I can handle the spicy, but like. These are just gross.
You don't like the flavor.
I just don't like the flavor.
Yeah.
Horseradish is kind of a funky flavor. I'm kind of not surprised that like kids don't like horseradish.
Yeah, a lot of people. I mean, it's a very.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing about how you get older and your taste buds like somehow mellow out.
But how many people in love with horseradish?
Not yet.
I don't know. Well, one of the guys working at Trader Joe's clearly is because he said this was he felt like this was the best chip Trader Joe's ever made.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm going back to the room.
Yeah, one of the workers. Not the one that brought out the box for us, but a different one. Was like, those are the greatest chips we've ever made.
Huh.
So we're like, wow, okay.
It
is super interesting. I mean, you gotta say that you probably never tasted like this.
No.
Like anything. It's very different.
The spicy ones remind me of whatever those, the chicken ones we tried.
Yeah.
The first episode maybe that were also pretty spicy?
Yeah.
Oh, you just jumped back to the other one now. We're talking about the
one. Yeah,
we only talked about the horseradish.
Okay.
I just think that horseradish is a very rare ingredient in food. I mean, you use it.
Yeah.
In that sauce for. Corned beef.
Yes.
You know, people use
horseradish. And isn't it in like shrimp, like the shrimp cocktail?
Oh no,
stuff?
Please.
I don't know, but so it's usually you don't get a lot of horseradish in recipes, so it's a unique experience.
I like it.
This was a bad episode for
me.
It was, yes.
2. I give it a 2. The ridges are good.
I give it a 1.
It is a nice crunchy ridgy chip.
Okay. I give it 1.
I give it 1
bag.
A crumb.
Wow.
Because I don't know if you can like give it nothing, but I would have. But I do like the ridges and like the texture. The first moment is not bad. But then you realize that it is bad.
And then you
spit it out.
That's funny.
Alright.
I'm giving it like, I'm trying to decide whether it's 2 bags and a crumb or 3 bags.
But you liked it.
Yeah, no, I like them. Yeah,
it's like half.
Yeah, I was thinking like middle of the road.
Oh, I gave 2 bags, 2 things I don't like.
I mean, that's almost the half.
Yeah, I mean, it's
half.
Like...
I guess. They get
like
credit
three,
for his interest.
Well, all right. Let me try one more. Let me try one more.
So I, Silas, am giving it a one bag. Sydney is giving
it a
crumb.
Yeah.
Daddy,
I'm giving it three bags.
I'll give it one and a crumb.
I'm giving it three bags. It's solidly, like, better than average. But I just keep thinking about those chili and lime chips, and I just want... I put more of those in my mouth.
And I'm now eating the chili ones again.
My mouth is watering.
I went back and ate one of
the
those.
Spiciness.
Yeah, like, my mouth is watering, but...
So what if you eat them together?
Ew, no. Okay, so I went back and ate the chili one.
What if it wanted to be
and it tasted better, like, a lot compared to that. Same thing, like, the first bite was, like, good. And then I realized that it was not great either.
Yeah, it's not great.
It was very spicy.
The chili is so powerful that it overpowers the horseradish. You can't really eat them together.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone was wondering.
Overall, I personally feel like this was a disappointment of an episode.
Yeah, because then I'm not going to eat them afterwards.
Yeah.
So let's just, like, eat the whole bag of chips. Like,
now
like,
I don't want these chips.
Now you get two bags to yourself.
Aww.
Yes.
Hi, then you don't get to eat our other chips.
I want to pick the chips more often than I get to eat them.
Okay.
Well, next time I'm being there.
Sure. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I wanted the horseradish ones.
Without you guys.
But
so.
The chili ones weren't my idea.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, that was pretty fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
It was better than our first episode where we all just were like, oh man, these are all terrible.
Pizza
I liked
so
the first
one.
I liked all of them. I liked you on the other hand.
I thought we all did.
I did not like any of
them. Oh, Mama didn't like any. All right, so.
Whatever, ups and downs. So,
okay.
Been a fun episode. I hope you did enjoy. I hope maybe if you feel like you like spicy things, maybe you'll go out and get whatever those tortilla ones
are called.
Rolled corn tortilla chips.
I can't remember
chili and lime flavor.
Yeah.
From Trader Joe's.
Are they what is it called?
Limited edition?
Yeah. Are
probably.
They limited edition?
Some
they're probably all limited.
So, get them while they last.
Yeah.
Hope
yeah.
you did enjoy. And I guess we'll see you next time. Next time, maybe we hopefully have better chips.
Yeah, I do hope so. That would be nice.
We'll let you guys
nice.
Pick next time.
Alright, bye. All right.
Chip.
Hooray. Chip. Hooray.
We gotta do it together. Come
we
on.
Have an ending.
We gotta do it together.
Two. One. Chip. Hooray. Hooray.